Imagine a really messy breakup. When instead of throwing things at each other, the government is suddenly forced to step in as this incredibly dry, objective couples counselor.
Yeah, that sounds like an absolute nightmare.
Right. Well, welcome to today's deep dive. We are looking at a single, highly revealing document today. It's called Annexure, F-O.
Ah, yes, the claim for remission of rental form.
Exactly. It's from the Western Cape Government Human Settlements Department. And our mission today is basically decoding how official bureaucracy actually attempts to mediate the very messy reality of landlords and tenants.
And to really understand how this document operates, we first need to clarify what a remission of rental actually is, right?
Yeah, please do, because it sounds intense.
It's actually just when a tenant asks for a rent reduction because they have lost the use or, you know, the enjoyment of part of the property. So say a burst geyser leaves you without hot water for 2 weeks.
The worst.
Right, or the security gate has been broken for a month. In those cases, the tenant wants to pay less rent to compensate for that loss.
Makes total sense. And the form mentions a tribunal. That's just the official government body that arbitrates these specific housing disputes, right?
Exactly. They're the objective counselor in your breakup analogy.
Okay, so before anyone can even start arguing about the cost of that broken geyser, the document immediately sets up the cast of characters. You have the complainant, meaning the tenant, and the respondent, the landlord.
And right off the bat, it asks if both parties are willing to attempt tribunal facilitation to resolve it, which is a pretty big question.
It really is. But then it dives into managing agents and lease agreements. And this is the part that kind of blows my mind.
The verbal agreements part.
Yes. I mean, we all know verbal agreements happen constantly in real estate. But what baffles me is how this form expects to mediate them. It literally demands the exact terms of verbal mandates.
Yeah, from both the landlord's perspective and then separately from the tenants.
Exactly. Like, how does a government body even begin to untangle an invisible contract without laughing the claimants out of the room?
Well, it does it by forcing the conflict out into the open. The bureaucracy knows human memory is, well, it's deeply flawed.
Oh, absolutely. Especially when money and shelter are involved.
Exactly. So it doesn't try to magically find some objective truth about a conversation from, like, 6 months ago.
Right, because that's impossible.
Yeah. Instead, it asks both sides to write down their opposing recollections side by side. It essentially makes the whole he said, she said dynamic visible on paper.
Oh, wow. So that exposes the exact origin of the dispute.
Which is the very first mechanical step to untangling it. You know, you have to see exactly where the stories diverge.
Okay, so once the players are established and those invisible contracts are dragged into the light, we hit the core conflict.
The math section.
Yes, the math. This is where the document forces all those emotional grievances about cold showers into cold documented numbers. It asks for the specific reason for claiming the rent reduction.
And it demands an exact calculation, which is so important because this elevates the document from a simple complaint form into a forced negotiation framework.
Wait, really? A negotiation framework?
Yeah, think about it. You can't just write, I'm angry the hot water was broken. You actually have to mathematically price that inconvenience.
Ah, I see. The form even gives an example, right? Something like 1 month's rental equals 2,000 Rand.
Exactly. So if your rent is 2,000 Rand, you have to state exactly what percentage of that equates to your lack of hot water.
It's intense. It even asks for proof of how the landlord was informed and what their reasons are for refusing the claim.
Right. And it asks if there is a counteroffer and if that counteroffer is acceptable to the tenant.
Honestly, it feels like a legally binding game of tennis. It is forcing you to document your serve, like the exact amount you want deducted.
Yeah. And then the landlords return with their counteroffer.
Exactly. And finally checking if the volley can just end in a compromise.
The underlying logic here is de-escalation through structure. Because by the time you finish calculating the daily rate of a missing amenity,
which takes some serious math,
and logging the counteroffers, you aren't just venting frustration anymore. You have been walked through a logical progression.
So it forces you to define the exact parameters of a potential compromise. It forces rationality onto a highly irrational, emotional situation.
Exactly. Administrative forms often get a bad reputation as, you know, just pointless red tape.
Oh, for sure. Everyone hates paperwork.
But looking at how this specific document operates, you realize they can actually be highly structured mechanisms engineered to de-escalate human conflict.
It totally makes sense. The bureaucracy basically requires you to translate your anger into a specific calculation and a demand for a counteroffer.
Right, shifting the brain from an emotional state to a purely analytical one.
It's kind of brilliant. Imagine if you had to fill out a strict remission form for other personal disputes in your
Oh
life.
my gosh, that would be chaotic.
Right. Picture handing a form to your partner or a friend, forcing you to state the exact calculation of what emotional debt you feel you are owed.
And requiring them to formalize a counteroffer in writing.
Exactly. How many of your arguments would simply fizzle out before they even began if you had to first sit down with the ultimate couples counselor of government bureaucracy? Something to think about next time you're arguing over who forgot to take out the trash.